407-407-3780-797. Thanks for tuning in today. This is the In the House Radio Show. Be safe out there. Be prepared. God bless. See ya.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
It's 9 o'clock at WDBO, and we are bracing for the possible impact of a hurricane. That's our top story this morning, watching as Isa Isas continues to move closer to Florida's east coast. Right now, the storm has 85-mile-per-hour winds. It's over the central Bahamas, moving to the northwest at 12. Meteorologist Cassandra Cribby and Severe Weather Center 9 says conditions are not good for Isa Isas to grow much stronger.
Really not very well defined. It's interacting with a lot of wind shear, winds coming out of the west at upper levels. And also it's got this dry air that's trying to wrap in around this storm system. And that, for us, means we're really not expecting any major intensification as we go through the day today and into tomorrow.
There is a hurricane warning in place for Brevard County right now and Volusia County, bracing for possible impacts from the storm. We heard from Governor DeSantis on storm preparations. I'll have that story next.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Mainly dry and warm for our Saturday with a high of 93 degrees and a 20% chance for rain. But late this afternoon and evening, winds will start to increase as we head into Sunday. We will be watching Hurricane Isaias very closely. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmy.
I'm Dave Wall. Got a few clouds on WDBO, interactive weather radar. Other than that, it's 83 right now in Orlando. On the Money with a Certified Financial Group begins in just a couple of minutes. You heard Governor DeSantis on WDBO last hour. He says the state is preparing for whatever the hurricane sends our way. Here's his briefing.
Declare a state of emergency in every coastal county up Florida's east coast from Miami-Dade to Nassau County. I also sent a letter to President Trump requesting a federal disaster declaration. We just got word this morning that that has been approved.
He says that means FEMA money is available for such things as mass feeding if necessary. President Trump stopped by Tampa on Friday. He held a roundtable meeting with the governor regarding the hurricane and, of course, COVID.
We'll do whatever's necessary to help Florida and this storm. I guess it's going to be a pretty rough storm, but I know one thing. After having done this for 3.5 years, you've seen worse. You've seen some beauties.
Because of the storm, all state-run COVID-19 testing sites are expected to be closed through the weekend. Orlando Magic forward Jonathan Isaac has become the first NBA player not to kneel during the national anthem since the league restarted. Isaac added that kneeling or wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt does not go hand in hand in supporting Black Lives. 903 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Hey, it's Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Mainly dry and warm for our Saturday with a high of 93 degrees and a 20% chance for rain. But late this afternoon and evening, winds will start to increase and we'll have the potential for our first squalls moving into our southern zones. As we head into Sunday, we will be watching Hurricane Isaias very closely as it approaches our east coastline, making for rough seas, hurricane force wind potential near our coastline, and rainfall in the 2 to 4 inch near our beaches. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmy.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
No major accidents or incidents along our Central Florida Expressways. We've got our usual morning traffic along I-4 east and westbound through Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties. That is to say, no major slowdowns to worry about. Traffic moving freely all the way between Lake Mary Boulevard down to the attractions area, about a 40-minute drive, 35 minutes heading eastbound. That said, the 408, the 417, the Beach Line, and the Turnpike all looking good. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. School goes on. Staples is everything to start the year right, no matter where school happens. And at all at amazing prices, school on, save on at Staples. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Studio, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO FM 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend, and we are here with two of the members of the Certified Financial Group, Gary Abley and Justin Spittler. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you, Kyle?
Well, as we continue our social distancing and you guys remain over at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs, me back here in the WDBO studios, I miss seeing you guys on a day in and
I know.
Day out.
We can't. It's a little tricky when you can't see who you're talking to.
Yeah, it's tricky, and talking in and down the IFB while we're at in pre-show and then during the commercial break. And Justin, I think this is your second time doing the radio show, right?
A third, but
third,
yeah,
third. Okay,
who's counting?
No, yeah, you know, once you get the first one, once you get the third, by the fifth one, then that's when we don't keep count. You got to get to number
five. But it is my first time with Gary, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. So, but Justin, since you're one of the newest members of the Certified Financial Group, we'll get to talking to you in just a little bit and see how long you've been doing this, because Certified Financial Group's been on the air here at WDBO for almost 30 years, and you've been in business for 40 years, so lots of experience each and every single week at 9 a.m. on Saturday here on WDBO. And the number to dial us up, of course, 844-220-0965. And Gary, for anybody that may be joining us this week, maybe tuning in for the first time, what can they call you about?
Well, we're here today to talk about any questions on your mind. As Joe likes to say, the pocketbook issues. You know, should we buy long-term care insurance? Should we self-insure? Should we plan for Medicaid? What do we do with our money? You know, and do we have the right allocation right now as we're approaching retirement? You know, Justin and I have met with many people over the last month that are concerned, of course, because of this virus, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And so, you know, some folks might have questions about what can we do to secure our first few years of retirement income. Maybe you have a question on Social Security. Maybe you have a question on a pension. Should I take that lump sum amount that looks really attractive? Or am I better off taking a series of payments over my life and maybe over my life and my spouse's life? Do I take a 50% or a 75%, 100%? So we're really here to answer any questions you have. Maybe it's education planning, whatever is on your mind. We're here, as Joe likes to say, on Saturdays for free, and we do this Monday through Friday for a fee. So give us a holler. And Kyle, what number can they call us at again?
Well, that's real simple. 844-220-0965. That's the old number. 844-580-9326.
Oh,
844-580-9326. Yes, you know, one day I will get even the veterans have been doing this for a while when you change stuff.
Yeah, I know. Habits are tough to die.
844-580-9326. Because I know with our new frequencies, we got a new number, so I want to make sure we repeat it many times because, you know, nobody remembers numbers anymore. You put it in your phone book,
you put it in
your contacts, and then you dial up WDBO when you want to dial WDBO. And now you got to go in and change it. So it's just your friendly reminder, 844-580, you know, the frequency. The radio station, AM 580-9326. And if you're really astute, you would find out 9326 spells out WDBO. So the number is 844-580-WDBO. Always easy to remember.
Well, that is easy.
Yes. Very,
now, let's confuse our listeners and let's throw out another number. So just to remind our listeners that each week we also have a certified financial planner here in the office that is taking your phone calls. And today, who do we have, Justin?
Yes, he is also a certified public accountant, Rodney Ownby. He's ready and waiting to take your calls, perhaps those that you may not want aired publicly on the radio. He can be reached at 407-869-9800. Again, 407-869-9800.
And I'm told he's already had his cup of coffee, so he should be alert, ready to take your calls, and we are as well.
Yeah, so I was going to say, usually Gary's got to have his first cup of coffee. Yep. So that's the number to dial into the office each and every single week, and we're also on Facebook. So if you want to watch us this morning, go to Facebook.com, put On the Money Podcast in the search bar, pull us up, and leave a question in the comments section. We'll be able to see that as well and mention that I will see it on the video, and I will mention it to the planners, and we will get your question answered in as well. Kicking it off the show today, topic of the day, Gary Eberle, with current economic uncertainty, what makes sense for your portfolio?
You know, so Kyle, that's a really broad question. And the reason I have that as the topic of today is to explain that every individual we meet with is different, right? And everybody has special needs. I mean, I think one of the things this virus has taught us is we cannot count on the federal government to help bail out the individual families. You know, and as financial planners, we always like to say, keep 6 months of your spending in something safe, something liquid. And, of course, we've been getting these, you know, paychecks now, this extra $600 a month now for, 3 months or 4 months or so. And what's happening now is, of course, they're running out. And many families don't have that six-month leeway. And it's really devastating to sit across from somebody who is, you know, panicking right now on how they're going to take care of their family. So, you know, the first thing we think of is making sure you have a secure stash of money that you can access without penalties, that aren't locked up in some annuity where you're going to face some huge surrender charges to get at that money. And, I mean, that's one of the lessons. But, you know, Justin and I have really been digging deep into these portfolios of late, and we're running these special reports that dig down into what exactly is held in those mutual funds. And, you know, one of the things that we're seeing, Justin, you're seeing this a lot in the large cap stocks. When you look at them, you know, I'm buying a large cap stock for a client, and what are we seeing?
Yeah, speaking of the large cap mutual funds, we have to keep in mind that these managers have the ability to play within certain guardrails. So we find that some of them are holding much more in the mid-size and smaller size companies than you might expect. So when you use that software, the reports that help us look through and see that, it really helps us to do a better job of building out the appropriate allocation for these clients.
Well, that's right. And, you know, what is appropriate? You know, so right now, mid caps are somewhere around 16% of the total market cap of the market, and small caps are around 6%. But sometimes we get a prospective client walking into our door, and they might have 35% in mid cap, another 15-20% in small cap. And one of the concerns Justin and I have is the volatility, number one. The smaller size companies don't necessarily have access to the capital markets like the big mega cap names that we all hear, right? And so we're worried that we could see some defaults, both on the debt for the small companies, but also some companies that just aren't going to make it. So this is really a critical time to do a deep dive, And what are the REITs in your portfolio? What are the kind of REITs we really don't want to see right now?
Yeah, right now, what we noticed is a lot of the funds are already holding a lot of real estate. So
that's right.
When you build out a portfolio and you add in a real estate mutual fund or ETF to that portfolio, then you find that you end up with a significant overweighting towards real estate, sometimes three or four times what you would see in a typical market-weighted portfolio. So with times being what they are, you see a lot of people worried to go out in public about because of the coronavirus. You see a lot of that shopping that's typically done in retail stores now being done online. You got the unemployment rate, much higher than it has been recently. So there's could be a potential crunch on residential real estate as well with evictions and foreclosures.
Right. If you're not getting a paycheck, it's going to be really hard to pay your rent. And one thing that when we talk to some of our corporate clients, we handle a lot of 401ks for local businesses. And when we meet with that business owner, they're saying, something, Gary, we're finding 20-30% of our staff not only are working well from home, but they're actually working better from home. And I got to tell you, I've talked to so many business owners that when their lease comes up for renewal, I'm going to guess that they're going to take on space maybe 20-30% less. So I think the repercussions of this virus will change how businesses do business. And as a result of that, we're doing deep dives right now into the portfolios, making sure we don't have a lot of retail REIT exposure, commercial REIT exposure, and then also wanting to get a feel from the managers of these residential REITs. What exactly is the payment right now? Are you getting paid by 92% of your people? Is it 80% of the people? Kyle, one of my concerns is some people are taking advantage of the situation. If you can't evict somebody, maybe somebody has the wherewithal to pay, but they say, I only have 3 months left and they can't evict me. And with this virus, people who are a little dishonest maybe are taking advantage of these landlords, and that's really a hardship for the person who's got to pay that mortgage. So this is a time more than anything where, Justin and I, in reviewing client portfolios, are really doing a deeper dive than we ever have because we don't want to be overweight in certain sectors. And technology, there's another one. I mean, we could talk on and on and on about the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Microsoft, and what their multiples are right now. And, you look at a company like Apple, Friday, I think it went up, 10% or so?
Like seven, but...
Okay. So anyway, I think maybe the end of the day it had a little blip that raised, even may have gone up a little more. But you look at this and you say, all right, great growth names, and they really have been holding up the market, but people are starting to ignore value stocks. And one of the things we like to remind our clients is over the last 20 years, large cap growth stocks, which are the names I just mentioned, all these ones we know about, Tesla, Amazon, Netflix, Google, etc., that category of company, large cap growth, was way down the list in terms of performance, in the mid 5% range over the last 20 years. Believe it or not, it's those small companies, the mid-sized companies, long-term, that do better. Today, you got to be a little cautious, and actually large cap value have outperformed large cap growth over the last 20 years. Hmm. So a company like Johnson & Johnson has been lagging for quite some time, right, versus a company like, Google or Apple, et cetera. But you don't want to bet the farm on any one category. You want to make sure you are broadly diversified. And some of these mutual funds, that's the other thing we're noticing. concentration risk. You know, a lot of these money managers are moving money in the momentum stocks right now, which are largely technology, some of the biotech names. And we know that money flow doesn't last forever, right? So that's what we mean by, you know, you've got to look at the current circumstances. And this is a time when I think there are some tactical moves to be made. But you've got to look at the individual, right? You've got to look at, you know, is that person sleeping at night? You know, if you're not sleeping at night, then maybe we need to have a buffer. Maybe we've got to have, you know, 6 months in cash, you know, or maybe it's 12 months in cash to make somebody, you know, feel a little bit better.
Yeah, so. Gary, we'll talk about that on the other side of this break here, because I'm sure that's on everybody's mind. If you have a question for Gary or Justin this morning, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, because I cannot believe today is August 1st, and we have already, we've passed the halfway point of 2020, and now we're pretty much looking towards the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, and everybody's like, well, did 2020 even start? What do I do with my money? So I'm sure there's a lot of that you just talked about, Gary, just uncertainty and what to do to face the second half of the year, and we'll talk about that with Gary just on the other side. But ultimately, we are a call-in show because we want to hear from you. We want to answer your questions. 844-580-9326, and we will continue to plan tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group, right after we get the three big things you need to know.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Hurricane Isaias is expected to track a little bit more to the east now. The forward motion has slowed down a bit, but top winds remain at 85 miles an hour.
Two.
Hurricane warning is in effect from Boca Raton to Daytona Beach. In the news at 9:30, we get an update on people at the beach might be expecting in the next 48 hours.
One.
New this hour, Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood says he has tested positive for COVID-19. He says his symptoms are mild and he will quarantine for 14 days. The sheriff says it just shows anybody can catch the virus.
Hello, Central Florida. Tim Pataraki of Accurate Window and Door, where we're proud to have earned the trust of Central Florida homeowners. We have taken additional steps to maintain that trust by becoming a certified residential contractor. And that means we have passed the highest level of accreditation in the state of Florida. We are also very proud of our A+ Better Business Bureau rating. These achievements are your assurance that Accurate Window and Door is still improving even after more than 30 great years. And they're why over 40% of our customers are WDBO listeners just like you. Let us earn your trust today. Call us at Accurate Window and Door, 407-673-1159. That's 407-673-1159. And online at accuratewindowanddoor.com. That's accuratewindowanddoor.com. And join me on the Florida Homes and Garden Show every Saturday morning at 10, right here on WDBO.
Are you losing sleep, tossing and turning? Well, this isn't an ad for a new pillow or mattress. It's an offer to help put your mind at ease. In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. After all, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and many of us go through life trying some of this and some of that, only to wake up to find out that our financial life could be just a collection of financial accidents. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee, and they can help you get a good night's sleep. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. So forget the new mattress and get a complimentary consultation right now. Call 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor. Online at financialgroup.com.
Hey, Scott Inez back. I want to tell you about S&W Kitchens. I've got a special guest in-house today. He is one of S&W Kitchens' top designers. He is Bill Burke. And Bill, I've been talking on the air about this new financing program. S&W Kitchens has a financing program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really happy to roll this out and be able to help Central Florida possibly bundle some projects instead of phasing a project where maybe you're just doing the master bathroom and then you'll wait to do the floors until later. Now with this new financing program, we're able to help clients put the value into their home and perhaps make it a little bit easier on them.
Billy, that's great news. Thank you. We're going to be hearing much more about S&W Kitchens financing program in the coming weeks. S the word and WKitchens.com. Six showrooms coast to coast from Ocala to Okeechobee. That's S the word and WKitchens.com. S the word and WKitchens.com.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of WDBO.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Hurricane Isaias.
This is really going to be our first experience of 2020 in hurricane season.
Where is it headed? Every 15 minutes, listen for the latest forecast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram before, during, and after a hurricane. This is where Orlando turns first for severe weather. WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO, FM 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We're taking your phone calls with two members of the Certified Financial Group, Gary Abley and Justin Spittler here, taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And remember, we are on Facebook Live. If you want to watch us as well, go to Facebook.com. Put On the Money Podcast right there in the search bar and pull up the video, and you'll be able to watch us as well. And then we will be able to ask a question by leaving your comment in the video, and we'll be able to see that. And yes, I'll ask the question right to the planners. And just like that, easy peasy, you've got your question answered here on the radio this morning, as we do it every Saturday right here on WDBO. We are 4 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, and the latest update going on with Hurricane Isaias, and Dave Wall will be there to join us. But I want to get back to the conversation here with Gary Abley. Gary, I've heard a lot in the news this week about buffer annuities. Is this the new trend, that the terminology going out in the financial world for people to try to get their money in when the stock market may be volatile with this pandemic?
Well, the insurance companies are very innovative and always like to capitalize on what they feel will sell products, right? And what sells products more than fear? Probably nothing, right? So, you know, one of the things that Justin does on our team is he reviews all these different products, because clients will call us and, hey, Gary, you know, I saw this commercial. Maybe it's a Bright House annuity. Maybe it's, you know, one of these others. And we have been getting a lot of calls lately about, what do you think of these buffer annuities? Should I put one of those in my portfolio just for some safety? And the way they work, sometimes they're a six-year product, sometimes a three-year product in terms of the time frame. They typically will have a cap that you can earn on some index, and they'll have some downside protection, right? So we looked at one. I won't mention any company names on specifics, but it was a six-year product, and you could get 10% on the upside. It was either 10 or 11%. I think it was 11% on the upside with 10% downside protection, and over a six-year period of time. So each year, if the market goes up by, you know, 5%, let's say, some of these annuities will guarantee you, if it goes up anything, if it goes up 0.1, as long as it's positive, you know, that you'll get an 11% return. Okay, that sounds pretty dang good, right? Market goes up 3%, they give me 11%. Sign me up, right? And then if the market does 20%, well, I'm going to be capped out at, again, whatever the cap is, in this example, 11%. So now you get a cap and you get a downside protection. And that's why people like these. They said, okay, the worst, you know, that I can do is unlimited, accepting that they'll give me some cushion. So a lot of people think that they protect completely on the downside. Let's take an example, 2008, I think the S&P 500 was down 38%. In that example, if you had 10% protection, All right, math genius over there, Justin.
You're still down 28%.
You're still down 28%, right? So, all right, not such a good deal, right? It didn't really serve the purpose. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know what? I don't think the market's going to do so great because of this virus. I'm willing to cap myself out at 11% on the upside in place of downside protection. But here's the catch. And a lot of, you know, it's kind of interesting. I had to go back and look at this because at first glance, Justin and I looked at this and said, this thing sounds pretty good. You know, let's look into this more. And then I looked at the S&P 500 returns over the last 10 years, just as an example. And guess how many times, this will be a good trivia question. Kyle, how many times over the last 10 years do you think the stock market, as measured by the S&P 500 index, was up more than 11%?
That's a good trivia question, and in the typical radio person, I'm going to say, hang on to that right after the break.
Oh, Kyle, right, leaving us hanging.
Yes, yeah, just like that. I'm very curious. I got to be honest, I don't know. And I'm
you
probably
going
to look it up during the commercial
leave
break.
Your phone, leave your phone away. Come on.
844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. The number to dial us up this morning. Right now, we pause for this news, weather, and traffic with WDBO's Dave Wall in the newsroom.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
931 at WDBO. And I'm watching some of the outer bands from Hurricane Isaias on WDBO Interactive Weather Radar. Already throwing wind and rain in South Florida. Right now, the storm is over the central Bahamas. Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for all East Coast Florida counties.
Latest projections have Isaias coming very close to the East Coast of Florida as a Category 1 hurricane later this evening and into tomorrow.
Right now, the storm has top winds of 85 miles an hour. It is moving northwest at 12. Our Shayna Vicker is in the beach in southern Brevard County.
The sun is shining. The waves are still low, but a bit stronger than last night. And you would never know that in the next 24 hours, conditions will deteriorate. Now, keep in mind, Isaias is predicted to pass the closest to Florida right here at my location. Right now, the track has the eye going over us at 2 a.m. Sunday, which is at the peak of low tide. Now, that's very good news. And there's more where that came from. The system has also slowed a bit, which means we have more time for final preps. We still have a few more windows to shutter up and some items to secure down. Now, there is also more time to contemplate whether or not to head further inland. In Melbourne Beach, for now, Shauna Vicker, WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Of course, you can track the storm and get information on how to prepare at your home. You can find all that in the WDBO app.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Mainly dry and warm for our Saturday with a high of 93 degrees and a 20% chance for rain. But late this afternoon and evening, winds will start to increase as we head into Sunday. We will be watching Hurricane Isaias very closely. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmy.
I'm Dave Wall. We are clear of rain on WDBO Interactive Weather Radar. Just a few high clouds right now, 82. On the Money with a Certified Financial Group continues in just a couple of minutes. The storm could disrupt plans to bring two astronauts home from the International Space Station this weekend. Mission managers are looking at the forecast to determine where the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule should splash down.
So we're watching those closely, mostly to maintain awareness and see the trends and understand what the timeline would be if our recovery out of the water, for example, was delayed a little bit.
Astronaut Bob Binken says there are several splashdown sites on both of Florida's coasts. Current plans call for docking today and splash down off some part of the Florida coast on Sunday. President Trump says he plans to ban TikTok in the U.S. The president says an executive order or emergency powers could be used on the China-run social media site as soon as today. There are also reports Microsoft is offering to purchase TikTok. 934 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20, in-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather, brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Mainly dry and warm for our Saturday with a high of 93 degrees and a 20% chance for rain. But late this afternoon and evening, winds will start to increase and we'll have the potential for our first squalls moving into our southern zones. As we head into Sunday, we will be watching Hurricane Isaias very closely as it approaches our east coastline, making for rough seas, hurricane force wind potential near our coastline, and rainfall in the 2 to 4 inch near our beaches. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
No significant slowdowns to worry about right now along our Central Florida expressways, but a few pieces of construction to keep an eye out for. I-4 westbound, the ramp from OBT is closed thanks to construction. Also on the 408 eastbound, exit 10C, that off-ramp is shut down for Orange Avenue, also thanks to road work. No major delays along I-4, the 408, the 417, or the turnpike through Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties, so you can expect an otherwise pretty smooth ride. With traffic reports every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Studio, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO, FM 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It is all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. And this hour, of course, Certified Financial Group. We've got two of the Certified Financial Planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group with you on the radio this morning. Gary Abley and Justin Spittler are still over at their social distancing conference room there at the offices of the Certified Financial Group at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. But we are connected to them and we are still taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. Real simple to remember. So if you hear something in this conversation, we got a couple of email questions coming in. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first, also want to give out the phone number to the office at the Certified Financial Group, because Gary, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Rodney is there answering phones.
That's right, Rodney. ONB is taking your call, and you can reach him at 407-869-9800. 9800, and he will enjoy taking your call.
All right, just like that. So two ways to get your question and answered with all what's going on in the world today. No doubt that everybody has some questions, and we are here to answer them, just like we are every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on WDBO. Before we get to the email questions here, Gary, we're going to pay off that good old-fashioned radio tease we talked about. And correct me if I'm wrong, the question was, when was the last time the S&P 500 was more than 11% or gained more than 11% in the past decade?
Surprisingly, tell us how many times that has occurred over the last 10 years, Justin.
8 out of 10 times.
That's right. And so we started doing the math on these annuities, and you know, does this make sense? You know, all variable annuities have fees. Some of them have commissions as well. But we looked at it and we said, okay, this might be an appropriate product for our most conservative clients. In other words, those that they're willing to limit the upside, but keep in mind, there's not a lot of downside protection. I mean, 10%, now you can dial these in, right? You can say, all right, I want 25%, you know, downside protection. But the more downside protection you get, what do they do to the cap?
The more they cap you on the upside.
That's right. So there's no free lunch. And for most people, I don't like the lack of liquidity. But if you're doing this with a small amount of your money, you know, no harm, no foul. You know, just like we have clients are bugging us to buy gold in their portfolio right now. And, you know, I try to remind them, adjusted for inflation the last 40 years, you haven't made anything. And gold goes in spits, you know, just all these little movements in gold, they occur quickly. And they can also drop quickly. It sits there, shines, looks pretty, but doesn't provide you any income. But would I hesitate if a client said, Gary, let's put 2 or 3% in, you know, a gold fund? No. I mean, that's reasonable. It's when you do outsized, nutty things like putting 20, 30% in, you know, one product, you know, that tends not to be such a good move. So 8 out of 10 years is the answer. And, you know, when you take that downside on those two years that are oftentimes down, and often, you know, typically 1 out of 3 years, depending on the decade you look at, either 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 4 years is going to be a down year, you know, and sometimes significantly so. So if you haven't bought the right insurance, you may not be protected so much.
All right. That's good information. Very interesting to know. All right. 8 out of 10. Now I know, so I can win the bar bet a little bit later.
If there you go.
We're still open. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. If you've got a number for Gary Abley or Justin Spittler this morning, I've got a couple of email questions here. Gary and Justin, my wife wants to sell our mutual funds because of this darn virus. What say you? We are in our 40s and plan to work into our 60s or longer.
Well, what do you think, Justin? Should they sell out of their mutual funds?
Well, I think you'd have to know a little bit more about the situation than what's just been given. Have they lost their jobs because of the coronavirus? Are they in an industry where they may be still, you know, gainfully employed and the prospects of their employment look good, and the time frame on these mutual funds is still truly 20 or something years, or has their situation been jeopardized where they might need this money? So that's a big part of the reason why, you know, we work as a team and we try to make sure that we really know what our client's situation is and how it's changing. And based on the question at just first blush, I would say if their financial situation is secure, their job is secure, then you just make sure that you're holding good quality funds and the underlying fundamentals of the fund are not deteriorating. They're not overweight in some of these things we've been talking about, like real estate or the growth stocks that have really kind of run up, you know, just to try to reduce the concentration risk, energy, you know, just...
Yeah, you know, you're bringing up all kinds of great points, Justin. And, you know, one of the things, Kyle, when we get these emails or text messages, you know, asking us these questions, you know, one of the questions I want to know is, well, what are the mutual funds invested in? You know, if for example, this couple wanted to go ultra conservative and this was all of their savings that they're counting on, and already they're in U.S. Treasury bonds. In other words, if these mutual funds are already conservative, well, there's nothing needing to, you know, to be done here, right? Money market rates are nothing right now, right? So you really have to understand their particular situation. But, you know, I kind of am thinking, all right, this is a couple in their 40s, and maybe they're talking about retirement assets. If that's the case and they have a six-month savings on the side, I'm inclined to say rebalance, rebalance, rebalance. I mean, I think, you know, real estate, location, location, location. With our job, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're a little bit, I don't know, maybe a little nutty on compared to a lot of financial advisors. Justin, you give me a report every morning, right?
Yes.
And that report is what we call an allocation report. Can you describe that for our listeners?
Yeah, so we take a look at their holdings. The software actually digs all the way down to the granular level of what they have in stocks and bonds. And each of these clients, through conversations, have determined a comfortable mix between stocks and bonds and a comfortable range that they're wanting to stay within. And once it starts to drift outside of that range, then that's when we rebalance. So if their portfolio has benefited from the kind of the run-up since March when it really went down, and now they're starting to hold too much in equities, then we take some of those profits off the table and we stash them in safer fixed income type investments, or vice versa. When the market went down in March, we were kind of doing the opposite. The equities went down and they became a lighter part of the portfolio than they typically like to hold, and we bought into it.
That's right. We had to sell some fixed income or bond funds and to maintain that client percentage. And really, an easy way to understand what rebalancing is, you're selling your winners and buying your losers, right? Or you can do the flip of that, right? So when the markets are doing really well, you're locking in profits. When the markets are doing terrible, you're doing what people don't do when the markets are doing terrible. You're buying, right? It's, you're buying low and selling high, which is what we want to do. And I don't expect our listeners who manage their own accounts to look at their balance daily. We do that because we have great software that can dig in, and it's you know, automated so that we can draw attention to the specific clients that need attention. But, you know, you set a threshold, right? You know, you talked about a range. You know, a range might be 5 to 10% off of target. And so, you know, back to this couple, you know, somebody in their 40s, what's the study? If you're in your 60s, mid-60s, you've got a 1 in 4 chance of one of those individuals living to 97. Yeah, and you get the flip of a coin, basically, Kyle, of one of them living to 92. So I look at that, and assuming this, you know, couple's height, weight proportionate, they don't smoke or have any really bad habits, they're likely to have a 50-year time horizon in investments. And, you know, what we had to do quite a bit, we did a lot of hand-holding this last quarter, is just saying to clients and showing them through past epidemics, not pandemics. Of course, we haven't had this in 100 years, but showing that the market tends to bounce back quickly, you know, once you get over these little shock systems. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we went down, 35%+, and we ratcheted back up 40%. Some of the indexes are at all-time highs. It's just mind-boggling.
And the pandemic hasn't really gone away. That's the part that's kind of amazing.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, some might argue we're a little ahead of ourselves in certain areas. Others are just, you know, looking forward to, you know, the old acronym TINA, there is no alternative. I keep telling clients, now I want to call that TINGA. You know, there is no great alternative, right? There really isn't. When you know, if you lock money into a 10-year treasury at 0.5%, you're losing, you know, minimum of 0.5% to inflation, but I believe more like 1.5%, because I don't believe our inflation numbers. They don't work in my household, you know, because what I buy is going up quite a bit more than 1% from the prior year. You know, healthcare cost went up about 10%. Meat cost, or, you know, we're big meat eaters in my house. So those have really, you know, shocked, you know, come up quite a bit. So everything is unique to that individual. And that's a long-winded answer to somebody's question.
Absolutely. Well, we got another one.
We went
here
on a few rabbit trails there. All right, go ahead, Kyle.
We got another one here. 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. 844-580-9326. We're about 2 minutes away from the three big things you need to know, so hopefully this is a quick answer, Gary. My adult child has been disabled and receives half of my Social Security. Let me rephrase that. My adult child is disabled and receives half of my Social Security. Can she switch to my husband's Social Security if he is greater than mine once he starts collecting?
What do you think, Justin? So the answer is a little tricky on that one. Answer is yes, but it is subject to a family maximum.
That's
and that
right.
maximum is 180% of the, you know, the earner's Social Security. So it it does make sense. And, you know, we have, I know I've got a little bit of time, but, you know, I got to do a shout out to Denise in our office. She is the Social Security expert. And, you know, whenever we get a tricky question, you know, we can be seen lined outside of her office door to ask Denise. So, you know, anytime you have a tricky question on Social Security, we do have software that helps us, you know, to come up with that answer. But anyway, it's just great to be part of a friendly team where we all help one another and we all collaborate and do what's best for our clients. So, but anyway, a quick answer to that is the answer is yes, but subject to 180% max.
I feel like we were just in this scenario just recently.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep, just like that. All right, 844-580-9326. The number to dial us up again, 844-580-9326. And we will continue to plan tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Latest information on Hurricane Isaias gaining strength over the Bahamas. Winds of 85 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to approach the southeast coast of Florida later today and into Sunday.
Two.
State of emergency declared along Florida's east coast. Hurricane warning in effect for coastal Brevard and Volusia counties. The storm some 350 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral.
One.
Orange County, one of the areas under a tropical storm warning. Right now, we are hearing from the county's public safety director in the news at 10 for what we need to know as the storm approaches.
Download the WDBO app now and tap the State Farm Hurricane Guide button and track Hurricane Isaias. Plus, get Nolan's roofing preparedness tips. And don't forget to include masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer to your hurricane kit. Stay connected before, during, and after a storm with the WDBO app. This is where Orlando turns first for severe weather. WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Hi, Rick Eden here, contractor and president of Eden Construction. You know, everywhere you look, somebody new is in the home improvement business. Maybe even a name you've heard of. It used to be a pool guy or a plumber or some such. Who can you trust? For many years here on WDBO, I've talked to you about your home. And at Eden Construction, we still make home improvements simple and as smooth as possible. Maybe you need an extra bedroom, bathroom, or a new kitchen. We put it all together and try to work within your budget. Of course, outdoor living in Florida is a must. At Eden Construction, we have you covered there too. We offer aluminum sunrooms, screen rooms, and complete summer kitchens. Let's discuss your vision. Put our 35 plus years of experience to work for you and make your life Eden better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or see our work at edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
Are you losing sleep, tossing and turning? Well, this isn't an ad for a new pillow or mattress. It's an offer to help put your mind at ease. In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. After all, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and many of us go through life trying some of this and some of that, only to wake up to find out that our financial life could be just a collection of financial accidents. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee, and they can help you get a good night's sleep. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. So forget the new mattress and get a complimentary consultation right now. Call 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor. Online at financialgroup.com.
Hey, Scott and Az back. I want to tell you about Serta Pro Painters. You know, I've had these folks out to my house a number of times. I trust them to get the job done right. They've painted the inside and the outside of my home. The workmanship is second to none. And right now, they're offering special pricing and financing options at Serta Pro Painters. Now is the time to get that home painting project done. Schedule that free remote estimate today at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C, CertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, the proven and trusted experts in painting. License number 1-816-614-6.
WDBO Orlando, WDBO FM HD2 Orlando, W297BB Orlando, Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
WFTV has been removed from the service of Dish Network after the satellite provider refused to agree to a fair deal for a new retransmission consent agreement with Cox Media Group. If you are currently affected by Dish's decision to deprive you of your important local news and programming during these critical times, make your voice heard. Call Dish today at 1-800-333-3474 and demand they get your local programming back. Dish has been stalling negotiations for months while it pursued a misguided legal action against CMG. Despite multiple rulings rejecting Dish's legal maneuvers, Dish still refused to do a fair deal and has now blacked out 13 CMG stations, including WFTV. As the court highlighted, CMG cannot prevent Dish from retransmitting the stations. They go dark only if Dish so chooses. CMG is hopeful that Dish will abandon its well-worn path of blacking out TV stations to the detriment of viewers in favor of meaningful negotiations that bear a mutually beneficial deal for all parties. WFTV said, "During these times of uncertainty, it is more important than ever that our viewers know that their trusted local stations are there for them, providing the news and information they need to make decisions for their families. CMG stations take pride in being resources for our communities, and we will fight to continue to fulfill this responsibility." WFTV programming remains available for viewers to access over the air, and this dispute will not affect the vast majority of viewers who are customers of other video providers. It should be noted that WFTV has reached agreements with virtually every other major cable and satellite distributor.
Looking for expert advice but don't want to surf the net?
It's time-consuming to research on the web.
Or you have a question but don't know who to trust?
Oh yeah, that's important.
Well, look no further. Join us every weekend for expert advice on everything from gardening to financial, auto to home, health to legal.
Wow, it's all local and it's all free.
Yep, and because it's on WDBO, you'll still get your news, weather, and traffic. When making your weekend plans, be sure to include WDBO.
This is WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO FM 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. It is all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend, and like every Ask the Experts weekend, we're taking your phone calls at 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. We are exactly 3 minutes away from Dave Wall in the WDBO newsroom and the latest top-of-the-hour newscast at 10 a.m. Get the latest on Hurricane Isaias and how much that is going to screw up our weekend. We'll get all those details coming up and here in 3 minutes as Gary goes. Well, back at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs, you will find Gary Abley and Justin Spindler sitting there taking your phone calls here on the radio. But I believe Rodney Owenby is there as well in the office. Gary, real briefly, what's the number to reach Rodney right now?
Our listeners can call him at 407-869-9800.
Just like that,
407-869-9800.
Right, you always got to repeat it twice just because I
oh,
always remember.
I'm sorry,
yes,
Kyle.
No, it's just a... just a thing. It's just a.
That's a radio thing.
It is,
huh?
A radio thing. But you know, Gary, not only are we on the radio here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on WDBO, not only are we on Facebook Live each and every Saturday, and on YouTube if you want to watch previous shows and previous callers and previous questions. Another resource you guys have at the Certified Financial Group are the workshops, and they are virtual these days. You used to hold them right there at your office, but they are virtual these days. Gary,
don't say used to, Kyle. Don't say used to. Don't jinx us.
We're going to get back to that.
We'll
get back to that. Yeah, it just seems like you're having so much fun doing them virtually. I thought you may never come back. But no, okay.
I like the face-to-face. I like my donut and coffee, and I like to see expressions on people's faces.
Well, you are the king of the workshop, so which one we got coming up here?
What do we got coming up, Justin?
The next workshop is going to be on August 22nd, which is titled Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds.
And that's really a great one, especially now, because I know Rodney, who's going to host that, will be focusing on, you know, things like how much should I have in small, mid, large? Should I have junk bonds right now? You know, those are one of the best performing categories. In fact, I believe they outperformed both large cap growth and large cap value over the last 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so that's a great workshop that's hosted by Rodney, and you'll be able to get some material ahead of time. And what's the one after that?
The one after that is on September the 19th, which is titled Key Elements to a Successful Financial Plan.
And I love that workshop. Rodney and I developed that together, and he's going to be hosting that one virtually. And he'll be able to, you know, show you some example financial plans. And I tell you what, that is key right now, because if you show somebody what a financial plan is, they can determine whether or not that's something that is useful for them. And I argue it's useful. Of course, that's what we do. It better be useful, right?
Alan over at financialgroup.com. Before I get out today, I wanted to mention the Financial Times has named the Certified Financial Group as one of the top 300 firms in the United States. So congratulations to the accolade for the Certified Financial Group. Absolutely.